Good morning, 9:06 a.m. October the 31st, a Saturday, 2015, last day of October. NaNoWriMo starts in a few hours. I've set some ambitious goals for myself in NaNoWriMo. We'll see how well it works. The big news from yesterday is that I did accept the offer. I signed the contract to have Podium Audiobooks produce Ishmael Huang for Audible. As if this works out, then they're willing to consider Tanith Fairport, which will get those three books recorded. If you don't, there's some time yet, but if you want to grab your own copy, make sure you've got your MP3s for the shares. They haven't had any interest in doing South Coast. So that one will remain as told by the author. But there were a couple of things that were sort of overwhelming in terms of reason. The logic was largely inescapable. Podium is the up-and-comer. They are the people who are doing some of the best work in audiobook. And yeah, I could have done a general contractor through ACX and done it all myself, and I might have made a few extra. But the beauty of this is that Podium has hired some of the best voice talent in the business, and I don't know who's going to do Ishmael Huang, I don't have any say over it. Audible will set the prices based on the length of the book. I don't think Podium has any say over that. But the books will be on Audible. 100 or so people a week who've been asking me for Audible books. Audiobook versions will now have audiobook versions available. The cost of the audiobook is something that has been, because Audible prices them, it's been something that has been troubling for me for a while. But Podium says, assures me, in fact, that the books will be available for the, I don't remember now if it's Matchbook or WhisperSync, one of those that lets you buy the audiobook for a massive discount. So people who can't really afford to spend whatever it's going to cost or to justify having an Audible subscription will be able to get the books, the audiobooks. And I might be able to get some coupons, or I might be able to give some away. We'll see. I don't know. So, yeah. The Podium is the company that produced Andy Weir's The Martian, among others. They're up for 20 audiobook awards this year. They took 5 or 6 last year. And yeah, so they do really, really good work. They do really excellent technical work. And being able to leverage a popular narrator to expand the franchise seems like the logical way to go. The other part is that it gets me out of the booth and keeps me behind a keyboard. Getting books, new books written, is really what keeps the mortgage paid. Keeping new books flowing is really what I want to be doing. I really enjoy doing the audio. I enjoy more releasing a book. I enjoy more the process of creating a story and putting it together and making the ebook and putting it out there for people to read. That's first. That's first. The fact that it actually pays pretty well is gravy, but it's important. It's important meat and gravy, because unless I made a living at it, I would have to get a day job. And that could be somewhat problematic. So, yeah, I know it's disappointing to me that they're going to make me take the podcast down. The actual contract doesn't actually say podcast. The contract itself is for audiobook. And serialized audio, podcasting, is not an audiobook. I realize that to them, of course it's an audiobook. It's not. It's nowhere near an audiobook. Some of the same techniques, but it's not an audiobook. It's serialized audio. I will respect it, at least until they prove to me that they're largely incapable. So, I don't know when the first book will come out. They haven't asked for the manuscript or artwork yet. I will send it to them as soon as they ask. Getting an accurate word processing document might be an interesting challenge, since I don't have it in a word, up-to-date word processing document anymore. I suppose I can do my paperback trick and grab the copy out of Lix and save it as a PDF, then translate the PDF into text. I've done that before. Worked pretty well. So, yeah, yesterday was a bit of a day. The morning was horrible. It was cold and dark and blowing and wet. It wasn't actually rainy, although being outside with the wind blowing the water against you, it was hard, you'd be hard-pressed to say, no, it's not really raining. But it wasn't really raining. It was just cold and wet and blowing, and I stayed inside. I also was trying to wade through this contract. It's a relatively short contract, and I pretty much understand everything that's in it. So it's possible that I'm going to get shafted. However, the clauses that were most important were reversion. What happens? How do I get my rights, my audio rights back? And the actual rights themselves are only for the English language audiobook production for those titles. There is no other stipulation. All other rights remain with me. except for the rights that I've optioned out already for other venues. So they can't do foreign language, although they did ask for first refusal on any foreign language works in audio. It's not going to happen. And so far, for the moment, it's only Ishmael Huang. I really wanted him to take Tanith Fairport, because I've still got two books in Tanith's series that haven't been recorded yet. So giving them three books of Tanith Fairport means two books I don't have to record. And it gets the audiobooks for Tanith out to help grow her audience, help grow her franchise. So we'll see. It felt logically it was the right choice. Emotionally it was a bit wrenching. It's like I've always been a DIY. I've always been do it yourself. I've always been, particularly in audio, I've always been self-published in audio. So this is a new experience. But the upside potential is pretty significant if I'm able to take advantage of the growth in audiobook to grow the interest in Ishmael Huang and grow the interest in my writing in general. Yeah, it's a bit of an experiment. If it doesn't work out, I get the rights back when I'm 70. Which seems like a long time, but it's 7 years. And I, regardless of how the books are doing at the end of 7 years, I can ask for the rights back at the 7-year mark. And we'll see what happens after that. The part that bothered me the most was the reversion due to out of print or lack of sales. They didn't really define that, and I understand they can't really define that, but if I'm only selling a book or two a month in audiobooks, those titles are worth more than that to me. And audiobooks are fresh on the scene. Are they going to be as evergreen as I believe ebooks will be? I don't know. I don't know they won't be. So, no, the reality is that we could be sliding in on what is still a relatively low floor in what could be a rather tall market in the coming years. And the other part is that having an arrangement with Podium means that if something should happen and I kick off, then my estate can contact Podium and negotiate with them on my behalf and have some sort of little leg in the door. So it was a business decision as opposed to an emotional one. Emotionally, it was like, no, I'm not taking down my podcast. Rationally, I have to take down my podcast. I don't have to take down this podcast, and I don't have to take down Tanith Volume. I don't have to take down South Coast. I will be able to do Cape Grace if I want to, assuming that I actually finish writing the silly thing. I like what I've got so far, and so in Cape Grace, so I will be finishing it. So, NaNoWriMo, Milk Run, Smuggler's Tale 1, is on the table. I've sort of adopted a different approach. I have some notes about what I think the story is about. I'm perfectly willing to throw those notes away, just as I was perfectly willing to start over again. It's like, you know, I hate to do it, but the reality is all I had before was like 3,000 words. So that's 3 hours' work. And my goal for NaNoWriMo is, at least 5K a day. I actually have a higher goal. I'm going to see if I can make it a couple of days before I hold it up as, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to do. But NaNoWriMo is an important time frame because it's a time frame where I can tell the family, it's NaNoWriMo, I'm writing, go away. Without getting a lot of pushback, because they'll know at the end of the month, NaNoWriMo will be over, and I will have to say, all right, we won't know. I wore my parka because it was cold when I started, but the sun is beating down on me. So we're almost done with the month. The end of, at midnight tonight, is the end of October, and the point where, in addition to being Shawen, Halloween, it's the end of the month for accounting purposes, which means Amazon will look to see who their Amazon All-Stars are for the month. And I'm going to be one of them. I don't know how much of an All-Star I'm going to be. But we got 4.5 million page reads overall in the U.S. market. And 1.5 million page reads in Ashes Born, which should be enough to give me the lowest tier page read per title award in the U.S. market. The UK and German markets are funny. I don't understand how they work. I might get something there as well. I don't know. But I've just been tracking the U.S. market to see. I'm hoping that we're going to stay in at 5 cents a word, 5 cents a page, half a cent a page, sorry. Half a cent a page. Yeah, 5 cents a page. 5 cents a page for 4 million pages would be really quite lovely. But no, it's half a cent a page. But that's still a good amount of income added to the actual sales of the physical books. So it's been a very good month for me financially. It's been a lot of fun this month. Last month and the month before, because of the Facebook group, has been very active. And I've been enjoying it. I'm also officially a member of CIFWA. I don't remember if I mentioned that before. They did finally approve my membership, and I've been hanging out with some of the CIFWA people on the member site. That's an interesting group. I don't think it's going to be likely that I'm going to be going to the Nebulas and going on the workshop on self-publishing. The program for the Nebulas is for self-publish is total amateur hour. I would have a hard time going there and not slapping them about the head because it's dumb. But maybe we can do some good elsewhere in other mechanisms, using other channels. Okay, so here I am, back at the house, at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And it'll if the riding's going well, I may not walk. Simple as that. I may decide that I need to walk. But with any luck at all, tomorrow being another day, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.